At the New Holland Blogger Days, I'm visiting with Lorena Valenti. And Lorena, I met you first in New Holland, Pennsylvania, in the U.S. of A., when we were working together on the introduction of the MyNewHolland.com project. And now you've brought some of us bloggers in here from several different continents, actually, to a couple of days. And I think it's been interesting because of some of the tours and things that we've done. What was it that really sparked the idea, and you know, what is New Holland's thinking in terms of bringing us in here at this particular time?
Okay, hi Chuck. So the first thing is that we know we have already, as you said, strong relationships with you bloggers. So digital PR are really crucial nowadays to the brand. But as each relationship, the human touch is very important for us to let you know what are our projects, to let you preview what are our strategies and our programs in terms of brand messages and what we're doing in the next future.
Well, I will say, since a couple of us that are here in particular are also, considered agricultural journalists, that maybe either have a personal blog or that is our main mechanism to distribute agricultural news and information, that we've been able, like you said, to help develop a relationship, which is so important, I think, for a lot of reasons. Now, one of the main reasons I think you brought us in is this Expo Milano, which will take place in 2015, to give us a little bit of an overview, a preview, if you will. Tell us about that and what it is that we might be able to, how can we help New Holland when it comes to spreading the word about this?
Yes, okay. So as we have seen in these 2 days, so Expo Milano 2015 is a big international trade, not a trade show, but is more to the large public. So we want also people to know what Expo Milano was. 2015 is near, and not everybody around the world knows what Expo, International Exposition, is. So what is important to understand is our presence for the brand is really tied to the clean energy leader strategy and to the sustainable agriculture. So this concept perfectly ties New Holland with the participation through a pavilion that will be called the Sustainable Farm Pavilion at Expo Milano. So it's important that all around the world you help us, you become our ambassadors in spreading the word about our participation there and which are the values that brought New Holland there.
Well, we will, I think, pretty much guarantee you that that is going to happen. I interviewed each of our other bloggers, and one of my questions is, what kind of stories, and or do you have stories that you will take back to publish? I certainly do. Now, just kind of looking ahead a little bit before we close here, because I know we're finishing the program, just let people know how important it is what you're doing, because I think besides the issue of sustainability and the clean energy, there's a real big educational component you're building into this pavilion.
Yes, right. So what we want to make people understand that sustainable agriculture is linked also to sustainable food and clean food. So we are supporting with our clean energy leader strategy, so this concept. So we know how important is healthy food means healthy people. So, and we are part of that. So New Holland, as you have seen, is there to help farmers to feed the world. So this is the concept that brings us to Expo Milano.
Well, I just have to say thank you, because Italy is one of my favorite countries to visit. Any excuse to come to Italy. So I hope to be back here next year. I think it starts in May and runs for about 6 months. So there's a lot of opportunity for anybody who would like to come to, in this case, Milan or Milano, as maybe
the Sustainable Farm Pavilion.
Yeah. By New Holland Agriculture. Well, we got to. I mean, there's a lot to see, but we got to go there first.
Yeah, right. You will preview that.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Lorena. We've been visiting here in Turin, Italy. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.